The Power of We by Eric Cooper, published on September 13, 2018. I just returned from 8 days in China with a group of pastors and businessmen. I'm still recovering from the 12-hour time change and gluttonous platters of Kung Pao shrimp, so please take that into account as you read this. We spent a week exploring some powerful new business as mission, BAM platforms, taking root in the area, and plan to join together in raising money for their expansion later this year. I was overwhelmed by the beautiful kingdom work being accomplished through everyday business models in this part of the world. But one of the greatest joys of this past week was the rich relationships that were created and deepened between a group of 15 people. Relationships are one of the great joys of this life, but they're also the way things get done in God's kingdom. Our vision, the Stone Table, was started as a way to leverage business to create funds for missions work around the world. And we could have simply continued to do that on our own. But something supernatural seems to happen when God's people choose to come together in humble submission to Him and to one another. God's work is meant to be undertaken together. Unity glorifies God. It's a sign to this world that His kingdom is a different sort of place, that it's governed by a different set of rules and a different kind of bottom line, that manic power grabs really can give way to mutual submission and love. We were made to walk together and work together. It's the way we were designed, but our flesh doesn't embrace that on its own. Thank God Jesus does the healing work inside of us we could never do for ourselves. The gospel ends our isolation from God and one another. Who is God calling you to walk alongside? What could you do with others that you simply cannot accomplish on your own? Mutual submission, mutual love, mutual service, mutual sacrifice,